It was chaos at the Sharm el-Sheikh airport today. Britain's ambassador to Egypt tried to reassure anxious travelers to little avail.
So what's the problem? You're stuttering now. What's the problem? We want to go home.
About 20,000 British tourists have been stuck as flight schedules remain in flux. Today was the first time flights were available back to Britain. Now about 30,000 Russian tourists are joining the chaos after Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a turnaround, stopped all flights to Egypt. Russia's security chief made the recommendation this morning.
I think it will be reasonable to suspend all Russian flights until we determine the real causes of what happened. We must reach completely objective and validated conclusions. That's important for both the investigation and informing people.
Some wreckage from the plane crash site has been taken to Moscow for explosives testing. Yesterday, British Prime Minister David Cameron said it was more likely than not that a bomb brought the plane down, and the Islamic State group claimed responsibility. There were also reports that chatter intercepted from suspected militants pointed to that conclusion as well. Still in Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest wasn't ready to make any declarations.
The United States still has not made our own determination about the cause of the incident. While we can't rule anything in or out, we have to consider the possibility of potential terrorist involvement here.
Today, however, the Homeland Security Department announced new precautions for U.S.-bound flights from the region, including stepped-up baggage and cargo screening.